fam. Welcome back to the greatest Houston-based podcast in the world, the Weekly D Podcast. I'm your host, Danny G. And tonight we got a very special guest, curator, creator, founder of Latinx Hip Hop himself, Mr. Illinois.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? How are you doing today? How are you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I've been doing good, man. Yeah, a lot of tournaments, like we were saying earlier.
Bro, yeah. So let's get right into it, man. So you run a Latinx Hip Hop, which is a blog page as well as a podcast, right? Or YouTube channel?
I mean, I got a couple of interviews. I wouldn't say podcasts. Mm-hmm. But we've done a couple of interviews on there. But that's, you know.
It's more of a blog page, right? Music blog
page?
Yeah,
more just like a place to find new music, I like to say.
Yeah, I love that. That's perfectly said. But yeah, right before we started, we're talking about you're doing these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the greatest ways to get exposure for artists, and it's dope because you get your whole community tapping into it and voting on it. But you just did the producer one, right?
Yeah.
Previous to that, you did the rapper one.
Yeah.
how were those two tournaments? Like, how was it for you on your end to hold that and come up with it?
Man, so I don't know how long you've been following me, but I started doing that. The tournaments, the first time I tried doing it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I kind of let it be a mix. It was just artists. You could be a singer. You can be a reggaeton artist, a rapper, and you can get involved. But this time I got a little more strict. I just want rappers only, producers only, and I'm going to do one more where it's just singers only, or at least artists who just do singing on some songs. And, so I started doing that, and then, man, it's just, it's fun. You know, it's to get the artists some exposure, and it, lets me get to know some of these artists and producers and see what they got, and allows other people to see what they got going on, you know?
Yeah, no, it's super dope. I didn't catch the year before's. This year was the first time I actually like paid attention to the tournament. Mm-hmm. Just because the first time I saw it kind of like went over my head. I didn't even understand what you were doing until this year. I was really paying attention to it. And I was like, damn, like you got some dope ass artists too. It's not like any like low hitters. These guys are big heavy hitters and they're doing their thing. And it's fucking dope. I mean, the Rincon won the rapper one, which is super dope. I loved how you were doing like every day different verses, pretty much. Like, how'd you come up with that idea?
So it's a mix. Obviously, I guess you can say this is kind of one of the influences because of the bracket. You know, if you ever watch a Dragon Ball, you know they have the whole tournament, and then of course involve it with hip hop with verses where you know they would play songs versus songs. So that's how I wanted it. You know. I told every artist, you know, I told them, you play one song, we're only going to play 60 seconds. That's the most that it'll let me do it on the post and let you find a new fan or, you know, maybe just a random stranger just be like, man, you know, that was probably one of the best songs I heard. And, you know, they'll vote for them. But of course, you know, they get their people and get them involved. And hey, that kind of shows you how strong your fan base is as well.
Yeah. Definitely shows how some of them have some pull and, you know, they can get their peoples involved, which is dope. I mean, I love that you're doing that. And then you also do like an end of the year awards as well.
Yeah.
Which is fucking dope. you started that 2 years ago as well, right?
Yes. 2 years ago? 2023. I mean, that was the second time doing it. So yeah, it's, you know, 2 years. Yeah, man, it was just, I don't know. I think I mentioned this before in the past. So I get a lot of my influences, inspiration from like things that I've seen like on MTV, BET, Fuse, you know, all that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how they would get creative, you know, like, you know, sometimes I want to do something like some TRL stuff, you know, but for it to be a daily thing might be a little hard. Maybe do something biweekly. I don't know. But, you know, they have award shows and, you know, just. That was kind of where I got the idea from.
Yeah, no, that was super dope though. Cause it brought a community together.
Mm-hmm.
The first year you did it, that's actually how we heard of you was,
our
homeboy Gammy Gons and Chelsea. They were both nominated.
Yeah.
And they told us, they're like, dude, check this out. Like, this is really cool. they're like, vote for us. And then they nominated us for the podcast portion. And like ever since then, like we started following you because, like, to be honest, like we wanted to win it, but we were like, it doesn't really matter if we win it. It's just dope that we even got included in this.
Yeah.
And I started following you out of curiosity of how your community works and how like everyone moves around and how, and then, you know, you started posting all these tournaments and all these different things. And I was like, damn, like this guy knows how to move people and get them to, you know, click on the damn post and vote. And I found it super impressive. And then, I mean, your content is just new music. You're constantly on top of it. How do you manage to stay on top of everything? Because like every time I look at your page, just some new music, some new track, and some of them are like, damn, I haven't even heard of these people, but you're on it.
Yeah, you know it's funny you say that, because there's been some times where like, okay, so during this tournament there were some songs that I heard some artists release at the time, and you know, just because I had the tournament, I was so busy with it, so I was like, damn, you know, I could have posted that at the time. Because, you know, that was a good song. I mean, I might post it again, or unless, you know, they reach out. You know, there's you'd be surprised on how many artists are out there that just make real good music. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, I'm like, you know, me being here, staying in Houston, you know, I just knew, like, you know, as Latinos, just like SPM, Dope House. And then you kind of hear a little bit what hit the radio, Fat Joe and Baby Bash and. Can't think of nobody else, but
I mean, Chingo Bling, even though he Chingo was like Bling. A hard rapper, I mean, he still blew up.
Yeah, so that's kind of all I thought there was. And then, you know, you get online and, you know, you start to really do your homework, look around, and then even some things just, you know, appear on the screen. Like there's some artists, you know, I tell them pay for ads, because I think that really works. And there's been some artists that come up as an ad, and I'm like, damn, that was hard. And you know, I start following them, and you know, I think that's how I met there was an artist who got in the tournament, Big J CSB. He was in the tournament, and I found him through one of those ads.
Really?
So damn. Yeah,
damn. See, I'm so curious what your algorithm looks like, because like I said, you're on top of everything, dude. Every time there's a new song, I don't even bother like looking at Spotify what's new or like doing my own research. I just go to Latinx hip hop.
Hey, I'm happy that you said that, though. That makes me, you know, I like that it's a place for discovery, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a huge place for discovery. And I'm not gonna lie, like I watch these tournaments, so I'm like, all right, who's from Houston? Like,
yeah.
You know, who are these people? Let me find out. Let me figure out how I can contact them. Cause I mean, it's like I told you before we started the podcast, like we're very much like the past year and a half, as we've been pivoting into a For Houston by Houston podcast, where our goal is to showcase, you know, Houstonian artists, rappers, singers, musicians, businesses, vloggers, comedians. We've had some comedians on here that were super dope. And like our whole goal is to just showcase like the up and coming of Houston, right? Because there's so much talented people out here, so many people that are doing like big great things that just need a little bit of more eyes on them. And I always tell them, like, if we can shed a couple more eyes on you, you know, it may not make a difference, it may make a huge difference, because the right person might just stumble upon it. And
yeah,
you know, that's true. And then that's where it goes from. And I mean, we try to post often, like we try to keep up with you. We try to post often, you know, we try to post three times a week or three times a day at least, you know, and just posting like clips and different artist things. But I'm super impressed with how you run your page and like how often you Thank post you. And how you're just so up to date on shit.
I appreciate that.
It just blows my mind. And I love that your roots are like in old school hip hop, Dragon Ball Z, anime, and like you're Latino as fuck. And that's fucking dope. So are you like first gen Latino, or are you second gen?
Yes. Yes. Both of my parents came from Mexico. They were born in Mexico.
That's what's up, man. My parents too. Like I love that doing this podcast, I've met so many more first gen Latinos. Because like the stories and the shit we have all gone through is hilarious, and yet such a rite of passage for so many of us.
Yeah.
Like, was Spanish your first language, or was English your first language?
Man, It will Spanish, but man, I feel like I forgot it quickly because I think my mom wanted me to learn English, pick it up quick. Mm-hmm. And so I think by the time I got into kindergarten, I felt like I completely forgot Spanish, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you were never traumatized with having to translate for them?
Nah, they were pretty good. Which is, you know what's crazy? So my grandma was actually born here in the States, but I don't really know the history, but I know she went back and she had my mom in Mexico. So I don't know if could you still count that as me, yeah, as first gen?
I mean, you're still first gen. She was born in Mexico and then came this way.
Yeah. So, but I know my mom was the one that was raised here in the States more than my dad, from what, yeah, I understand.
Okay. Now it's funny because so we had a guest. His name's Jesse Saldana. Mm-hmm. Super funny comic from Houston. He just went on to Austin, and I asked him the question. He's like, "Man, I fucking hated having to translate for my parents." I was like, "I was traumatized by that shit." My dad would yell at me, "Pa qué chingados vas a la escuela si no vas a saber cómo hablar?" And I'm like, "Fuck, you're giving me a 6-year-old a legal document to translate. I don't know any fucking words." But no, that's dope. So are you Houston raised?
Yes. Well, I guess you could say, I tell this to a lot of people, so I stay in Humble, and I know there's always that argument where it's like Humble's not Houston, so I guess you could say I was Humble raised.
No, you're greater Houston, bro.
So, I don't know. There's always that argument with somebody, so I don't even try to fight them anymore.
No, man. 45 minutes out of Houston is still Houston. I don't care what anyone says. I mean, come on. That Mexican OT reps Houston, and he's from Beaumont.
Yeah. You're right, huh?
Nah, don't let no one take your Houstonian card.
They be trying
for real. So, talking about like Latinx hip hop, what inspired you to do mostly Latinx artists?
Well, really, I mean, to begin with, the title Latinx hip hop, it was really gonna be like Latino hip hop, Latin hip hop. But I noticed that the tag was already taken because that's what I was looking for at first. Okay. I was going on Instagram and I was trying to see what tags were taken. And so I noticed that, you know, the term Latinx is kind of more like a modern title. And I know there's some people that have an argument with it. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, like I said, it was more of a modern title. And so that's kind of what I ran with.
I mean, that makes sense. I've never understood the issue with Latinx, the Latina or Latina, whatever they're changing it to. That's a little much.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like, even though I felt like sometimes it's only internet hate because I haven't had no problem with nobody in person. And I mean, there's people that are reaching out to, you know, be on the page, and it's like, okay, so who really has a problem? You know,
right?
But I don't know.
I honestly don't think people have a problem with it. And the people that do, they're not even probably Latino or any of that, right? Because, I mean, we see that a lot with like, Latin hate, right? Most Latin isn't even based around Latin ideals. It's all people that get offended for us.
Yeah.
No, but that's super dope. You growing up, what kind of music did you listen to besides hip-hop?
Man, you know what's crazy? I didn't even start with hip hop. That's the crazy thing. So like, my parents didn't put me onto music. I didn't get it from my parents. I actually got it from my uncle, who he put me onto like Linkin Park, POD, those type of bands, Korn. Mm-hmm. Can't think of any more. So that's the kind of bands he put me on. And so like around middle school time, there was a group of skater guys in my school, and you know, they saw what I was listening to, and then they put me onto what they were listening to, which was like some of the emo rock music, you know, The Used, Chiodos, 30 Seconds to Mars, My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy. And you know, that's kind of what was going on with MTV, you know, when they were showing all that AFI. So I was on that, and it wasn't until maybe like eighth grade going into ninth grade is when I got into hip-hop. At that time for me, I think hip hop was just like dancing music, so it still didn't really catch my attention until my cousin put me on to Lil Wayne specifically. So he put me on to Lil Wayne, and I was like, damn, this is hard. And like he explained to me the lyrics and everything and broke it down. I'm like, damn, that's crazy because I'm so used to like, you know, snap your fingers or lean with it back with it, whatever. You know, I'm I'm used to the dance and stuff.
Yeah.
So he puts me onto that kind of music. Well, Lil Wayne, he put me onto some Zero SPM.
Okay.
And then from there, I think about my 10th grade, 11th grade year, man, I kind of took a dove myself. Like I, you know, looked into Common, Biggie, you know, the older stuff and, you know, really got to find my, type of hip hop that I personally enjoyed. And so now I'm kind of just growing with whatever hip hop has. I mean, there's some bad stuff. There's some good stuff. But right now, to me personally, I guess mainly because it's my main focus, I prefer the underground stuff than the, you know, mainstream media.
Yeah. So. No, I've always, hip hop wise, I've always preferred the underground stuff more. Myself, like I grew up in California. I moved here when I started high school and just completely adopted Texas. Like I was like, I'm from Texas now. Like I'm Houston all the way. I adopted everything. I fell in love with Texas, fell in love with the music, with people, you know, and just the way of life here. But I grew up listening like to a lot of New York hip hop, a lot of old grimy, you know, Nas, MF Doom, KRS-One, like that. That was my shit, and like I prefer that grimy sound to this day over like modern mainstream hip hop.
Yeah,
so like I always chase the underground stuff because that's where you still get that sound, you know, the unperfected, overproduced sound.
Yeah,
that's my personal favorite.
Hey, there's some guy. I don't know how good your ear is to the city of Houston, but with the underground, I mean, you should have seen some of the people I posted. You know, there's some of the guys you might like from what you just told me. You know, Chop the Father, AB Raps, Carlos Slim, Mike Garza, DFD Baby Lee. If you haven't heard them, that somebody you should, you know, some of the guys you should check out.
I've definitely checked out all of them just because of your page. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
dope. I heard them on your page. I'm like, all right, I'm going to add them to the playlist.
Oh, damn. That's what's up.
No, I'm telling you, man, you're doing big and great things with that page. And like, I guess my biggest question about the page is like, what made you want to do this blog? Because I mean, I'm sure you started with an idea and you're just like, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But like, what was really the driving factor to get it to where it is today?
Man, so originally, you know, growing up, you know, I fell in love with music, you know, I fell in love with hip hop. And so, you know, I never saw too many, you know, Latin artists, you know, I think at the time, because I started the page in 2020, I think. And so I think at the time, the only people I really saw was like Snow the Product and, I know Crystal Poppin, GT Garza, you kind of only saw them. And, you know, I was following them at first and, you know, Bo Bundy, Peso Peso. And then I just started seeing more and more, you know, meeting some people from Houston. And I was like, man, you know, this is dope. They're dope. And I feel like they really need, well, we really need a platform like this. And that's what I told everybody from the jump. I feel like a platform like this was needed. In my personal opinion, and to begin with, I love it, man. I love it, and I think that's the reason why I keep doing this. You know, I see comments. Some people have problems with the way that I run things, even though I know you say you enjoy them, like you like the award show, you like the tournaments. But there's some people out there that really don't like the way that I do it. And I'm not gonna lie, yeah, sometimes they knock me down. They're like, man, if you guys have a problem with it, you know, it kind of made me not want to do it. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I love this, you know, so I want to keep going with it.
Yeah. No, that's perfectly said, man. I mean, honestly, like, the internet's always full of haters, dude. Yeah. there's so many fucking haters on the internet. Like, you know, with us even doing this podcast, you know, we've had guests on here where people are just like, why the fuck would you have them on? Or, you know, and it's like, we're doing this because we enjoy it, right? And we hope that there's people out there that enjoy it as well. And I mean, it reflects. There's always someone that's going to like your niche and like the way you do things. There's always people that are going to hate on what you do. I mean, the thing is, you do it for yourself and, you know, people will get attracted to genuineness. At least that's my belief, right? The more genuine you are to yourself, the more people tend to either really like you or really dislike you.
Yeah.
But you can't let the haters keep you down.
Yeah.
they're going to be there and keep your name in their mouth. That's who you need, is the people that talk shit. Yeah.
You don't even got to pay for ads on that one.
Right? It's for free. I honestly, it's frustrating sometimes when you create, especially as a creative, right? You create something and you're all excited about it, and then people start talking shit about it. And like, at first, your first reaction is like, nah, fuck them, like, this and that. But I love when people comment hate comments. Like, I'll even comment back. I'll be like, oh, thanks for your comment, you know? Because yeah. All that interaction is what pushes your content even further.
You know, there was a comment on one of the awards this year. There was one that said something about, man, this was real disappointing. I didn't like the way it turned out. Something like that, in that sense. And a little bit of me wanted to say some, but I was like, man, I'm just going to let it be. I should have maybe said some, but the homie Chop the Father said, you should have told him, well, I'm hiring interns for next year, so you're more than welcome.
Right? No, that's hilarious. I mean, you gotta accept the hate, man. They're gonna push you further than the people that love you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, that's wild, man. So are you close with Chop the Father, or?
Yeah, Chop is one of the artists that man, he stays in contact with me quite a bit. Oh, my bad. Everything good?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. My bad.
Didn't spill the beer.
No.
Just kidding. Yeah, so there's actually a couple artists that I keep in touch with. Chop the Father is one of them. Carlos Slim is one of them. AB Raps is another one. Mm-hmm. Chicano Vega. Okay. Let me see, who else? More talk to me more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But those, I have to say, are kind of the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But did you know them from the jump, or are they getting on the way?
So the only one I've known from the jump was Carlos Slim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carlos Slim, me and him, we knew each other from high school.
Oh, so. That's what's up. Okay. That's badass. That's cool shit. That's how we know Sea of the Dawn. I actually went to high school with them. All right, hold on. I got to pause this real quick.
Oh, you're good. Good.
I'm crazy. My bad. Little puppies. Still getting house trained.
Uh-oh.
Getting used to the bigger dog. Back to what we were saying, that's how I know Sia the Dawn. I actually went to high school with them. Oh, okay. I was older than them, and we've been cool ever since. Like, I knew him, but I didn't know him until after high school. When he started rapping and taking rap a little bit more seriously, we kind of crossed paths again, and we did podcasting together and stuff like that. He's super cool, dude. Super chill. Super talented, too.
Nah, yeah, for sure. I know I've been following him for some time. I remember I saw him. There was a song I first heard of him was Narcissistic.
Narcissist?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's the first song I heard from him. And then, I seen him. It looked like he was in the studio with Manny Fresh, too. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Big. So.
Yeah, he's done a couple things with Manny Fresh. I don't know if they've released, but I know he's done a couple things with them.
Okay.
But yeah. No, he's super dope. But that's badass. I'm telling you, that's the beauty of being a creative in Houston. Is like, you're going to run into people you've known for a long time.
Yeah.
That just like loop back around, or there's people that you've been tight with from the jump. And it's just a beautiful thing to be a creative in Houston, man.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. So besides hip hop, have you ever thought about doing like another, like, or I guess going to other music as well?
What's your name? There was at one point a thought about doing a separate page for Latinx rock,
mm-hmm.
but I just, at the time, I was like, man, I don't know if there's enough rock bands to do that yet. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed on the page, I do allow other genres to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, one of the main reasons I allow that is because, you know, I feel like they might not even have a platform to turn to. And of course, you know, I like to, you know, put on talent, good music. And so I know there's some, you know, pop singers like, you know, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. You know, there's rock bands, a couple here and there. R&B artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I put a country artist on before.
I feel like you have once.
Oh, I did. Fabian Veloz. I hope I'm saying that right. That was one. He's from North Carolina. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I don't mind getting into other genres. So, like mm-hmm. I said, I feel like there's not really a lot of other platforms out there for them. So, I mean, mm-hmm. there might be, but I've never seen them or heard of them.
Gotcha. No, I mean, it makes sense. Hip hop is the biggest one right now. But it's crazy because if you talk to a lot of these, like, especially the younger artists, like Sia the Don, Gammy Gons, you know, artists from here in Houston, Corey Does It, like, a lot of them are kind of switching to a little bit of the alternate route. And mm-hmm. I've heard a couple other artists that are, like, thinking about going into, like, alternate music. And you never know. You might get a little bit of a switch there with enough people doing alternate music.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to get creative, though. That's for sure. Really good to see your artistry.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's fucking awesome, dude. I'm so glad we got you on too. Like when I reached out to you, I was like, man, he's probably just gonna see this and brush it off.
And I tell everybody, you know, reply back to all my DMs. Man, if I don't, I'm sorry. I wouldn't be surprised if there's one DM and that's been in there for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but I try. I really do try.
Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope. I bet you you're a super busy guy too. I mean, again, we're talking about how much you post and the amount of content you put out. Like, you've got to stay busy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it and not do it like full time, because you do a lot. Do you have a team behind you, or is it just you?
Nah, it's just me, man. Damn. Yeah, I know it's a bit surprising. I would like to have a team, but man, having to be, like, I guess, depending on somebody to do something that's in your vision is just hard to trust for me, you know?
Yeah, no, I got you. That's a really hard thing to do, and just in general, especially if you're used to being very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things I've had to learn to do, is kind of teach someone the vision I have.
Yeah.
And then hope that they do at least 70% of what I hope.
Yeah,
you exactly. know, it's that idea, you know, that you learn to delegate, and, you know, your 100% may not be someone else's 100%. But as long as they can hit 70, like, you can live with it.
Almost there,
yeah. No, that's super dope, man. So, besides hip-hop, besides doing Latinx, like, what else do you do? Or what other content do you like to consume?
Well, I don't know if you follow me on every single social media platform I do have. But I was kind of getting into the, you know, being on camera and kind of like introducing the weekly singles, or just, you know, putting on an artist that I like. I kind of did put a pause on that, but only because there was a little bit of a moving situation with myself.
Gotcha.
I was doing that on TikTok and YouTube Shorts, because I've been hearing a lot about YouTube Shorts, and a little bit of me wants to. Yeah, so I've talked about it before. I do want to grow on YouTube, but I know it's a lot of. I got to figure out what kind of content I can do by myself, because I know I can do interviews, but it's just so time consuming as far as. Because I do the in-person, you know, I'll drive to their house, or if they have a place for me, because I don't have a spot. If I had my own spot, like a facility, then, man, I probably would have a whole podcast. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, it's just interviews. But if I had my own spot, then, you know, I would have an actual whole podcast. And, man, we'd make it, you know, fun, you know, get something going. So. But as of right now, I got to try to figure out, you know, how to do solo content and just kind of grow the YouTube.
Gotcha. And solo content, I feel like it's so hard sometimes. Because you have no instant feedback, or like, you don't know what's going to work or what's not. You're just, you know, it's hard to find timing and pacing too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I dabble in stand-up here and there, and, like, I've also tried to do this podcast by myself, like, just by myself, have, like, talking points, and it feels so unnatural going from doing stand-up where you get instant feedback to sitting in front of a camera and then like you get nothing. And you're just like,
yeah.
And then you listen to it and you're, like me, I get so critical about it because I either go too fast, go too slow. Mm-hmm. I just like, that's difficult. So props to you for trying to do single-player content.
So I don't know. Hopefully I can bring that back, maybe kind of do at least a little 3-minute, 4-minute videos, get something to talk about. Because I know mm-hmm. there's some topics that can be touched on, but I don't want to get too like, gossip kind of deal. I kind of want to stick to the music and being able to, you know, to shine light on specific artists that I'm really rocking with and I feel like really deserve it.
Mm-hmm. It'll be dope. Just random idea, but like doing like a... like first time listenings.
First time listening? Man, it's kind of hard because I'm not going to lie. I try to listen to everybody, but I get what you're saying.
No, you know, you pick a few random ones out the list and, you know, record it. First time reaction, you know, honest reactions.
Oh, I don't know if a lot of people are ready for honesty.
I don't know, man. But
I don't know.
I don't know, but. I've always wanted to do that, like do artist reactions of music. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I got to listen to a song a couple times before I actually want to react to it, you know?
Yeah, see, that's another thing, too, is like, you know, there's not a lot of songs where, you know, you probably have to absorb it more than just the first time. And you don't want to sound like a hater for the first, you know, that first review and then. Later on, it ends up getting stuck in your head. You're driving down the road and you're singing whatever it was, and you're like, dang, I said it sucked, but really it was kind of good.
And you just jam into it the next day. Or you're in the gym, plays in the headphones, and you're just like, damn, I fucked this one up.
Yeah.
No, I feel that, man.
It's like that.
Yeah, no, that's dope, though. So, I got a few rapid fire questions for you. We're kind of near the end of the interview.
Okay.
Just answer to the best of your abilities. They're rapid fire. They're off the top of my head. Just a few questions I wanted to ask you. And then we'll move on to the final where you get to shout out all your stuff, right?
Okay.
Right. First rapid question, hot or cold?
Hot.
Okay. Favorite season?
Spring.
Artist you're fucking with the most right now, music wise?
Oh, man, I feel like I got a little thing about it. Man, let me look at my Apple Music real quick. Let me see, who was I even listening to today?
Or song that has surprised you that you weren't expecting?
Oh, this is totally random. I saw it on the Rap Radar. There's a song that I kind of been having on repeat called "Lock and Key" by Anella Hiram.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, it's a crunchy song.
Really?
Yeah.
Pick it out. All right, but okay. Let's see. Who's your favorite rapper of all time?
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne for sure.
Lil Wayne.
All right. What was your first Lil Wayne album you listened to?
Carter Three.
Yes. That's a good 3 or 4 were my favorite ones.
Man, 3 or 4 is just, that's on repeat. Like it's almost something that needs to be played like once a month for me, because I go back to that album all the time.
Yeah, it's a classic, man.
Yeah.
All right. What does Latinx mean to you?
Oh, I guess you could say a place for great discovery of music.
Dope. That's a good one. I like that one. All right, man. Well, this is the end of the interview. I just want to say thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure to have you on. Super dope conversation. I hope we get to have you on again, maybe sometime later in the year or next year, just to catch up and see what you've been up to. We really appreciate it. You've been a great guest. And like I said, this is your time to shine. So go ahead and give everyone, let everyone know where they can find you, where they can stream your content, and all that fun stuff.
Okay. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me. I know you can talk to a million other people, but you decided to hit me up. I really appreciate it. And so you can find me on Latinx Hip Hop, everything from TikTok, Threads, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. I think that's about it right now. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube, even though there's probably nothing on there new. But yeah, for sure, give me a follow on all those other social media platforms. And for those that are new to following and just want to hear some new music from underground Latin artists, I promise you I won't disappoint. There's going to be something you're going to like on there. I promise you. Like I said, I do dive into other genres every so often. So, hey, you might find your new favorite pop artist, new favorite country singer. But for sure, some good hip-hop from a Latin artist. And, man, I guess that's it.
Hell yeah, man. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. It was an absolute pleasure. We're definitely going to be keeping in touch with you and keeping tabs on the page. For sure. We might steal some of the artists you have on there to have on our podcast. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, man, they got something to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Hell yeah, man. But we really appreciate you. Like I told you before, our goal here is to end up being friends by the end of it. You know, adding you to part of our family. Anytime you need someone to shout something out or you're trying to promote something, just let us know. Tag us on it. We'll definitely reshare. Go ahead.
I was going to say, likewise, man. If you need anything, let me know. If there's anybody you want me to reach out to, if you want to get somebody on here that, you know, I'll probably talk to or so, whatever. And
for sure.
Let me know.
Hell yeah, man. We appreciate that. But this is super dope. I hope we get to grow our communities together as well. And link up a lot more. Like I told you, and I've said it on this podcast before, this year we're coming for that best podcast of the year. So be prepared, because I'm going to have my people run those numbers up. Okay. But we appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing in the Latinx hip hop community. Thank you for showcasing all these dope ass artists that really need a platform. Thank you for being on here. This was a great podcast. And everyone that's listening, if you like what you heard, give us a thumbs up, 5-star review. Go follow Latinx Hip Hop on all social medias. This has been the Weekly D Podcast. I'm your host, Danny G. That's Mr. Latinx himself, Illinois. Remember, if you can't get it daily, get it weekly. Peace.